Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're revising for your mocks or gearing up for the real thing, you've made a brilliant choice, spending the next 10 minutes with me on one of the most fascinating groups in the entire periodic table. Group Zero, the noble gases. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Noble gases? Aren't they just boring? They don't even react with anything. And that right there is exactly why they're so interesting. And exactly why examiners love testing you on them. Because understanding why they don't react is the key to unlocking marks across multiple question types. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain the electronic structure of noble gases, describe and explain the trends in their physical properties, link their properties to their uses, and nail the exam technique for any question the examiner throws at you. Let's get into it. So, let's start with the big question. What actually are the noble gases? Group zero sits on the far right of the periodic table. It contains six elements: helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon. A great way to remember them in order is the mnemonic, "He never argued, Kirsty's xenophobia ran." Helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon. A bit silly, but it works. Now, the most important thing about noble gases, the thing that explains almost everything about them, is their electronic configuration. Every single noble gas has a full outer electron shell. Helium has two electrons in its only shell, which is full. Neon has two in the first shell and eight in the second, full. Argon has two eight full outer shell, and so on down the group. Why does this matter so much? Because atoms react in order to achieve a full outer shell. They gain, lose, or share electrons to get to that stable configuration. But noble gases already have full outer shells. They have no need to gain or lose electrons. They have no chemical motivation to react. This is why we call them chemically inert. They are extremely unreactive, and under normal conditions, they form no compounds at all. This is the single most important point in the entire topic. If an exam question asks you to explain why noble gases are unreactive, you must say, "Noble gases have a full outer electron shell, so they have no tendency to gain, lose, or share electrons." That's your mark-earning sentence. Don't just say they are stable, that's too vague. Say full outer shell. Now let's talk about physical properties and the trends down the group. This is where things get really interesting for exam questions because examiners love asking you to describe or explain a trend using data. Going down group zero, from helium at the top to radon at the bottom, three key properties all increase: boiling point, density, and atomic radius. Let's take boiling point as our main example. Helium has a boiling point of -269 degrees Celsius. That's extraordinarily cold, the coldest boiling point of any element. As we go down the group, the boiling points rise. Neon is -246, argon is -186, krypton is -153, xenon is -153, xenon is -62 degrees Celsius. All still very cold, but clearly increasing. Why? Because as you go down the group, each element has more electron shells. More shells means a larger atom. Larger atoms have more electrons overall, which means stronger intermolecular forces between atoms. Stronger forces between atoms means you need more energy, more heat to separate them and turn them from liquid to gas, hence higher boiling point. The same logic explains why density increases down the group. Larger atoms with more mass packed into a similar volume means greater density. Helium is the lightest gas we know. It's less dense than air, which is why helium balloons float. Radon at the bottom is much denser. Now let's connect properties to uses, because this is a classic exam question style. The examiner will describe a use and ask you to explain which property makes it suitable. Always link property to use explicitly. Helium is used in balloons and airships because it has very low density, it's lighter than air, and crucially, it is non-flammable. This makes it much safer than hydrogen, which was used historically but caused catastrophic fires. Helium is also used in MRI scanners because of its extremely low boiling point. It can cool the superconducting magnets to near absolute zero. Neon is used in advertising signs and neon lights. When electricity passes through neon gas, it glows with a characteristic bright red-orange color. This is a physical property, not a chemical reaction, and the gas itself remains unchanged. Argon is used to fill light bulbs. The tungsten filament inside a bulb gets incredibly hot. If the bulb were filled with air, the oxygen would react with the hot tungsten and burn it away. Argon, being inert, prevents this reaction. Argon is also used as a shielding gas in welding, again to prevent the hot metal from oxidizing. So the pattern is clear. Every use of a noble gas exploits either its inertness, the fact that it won't react, or a specific physical property like low density or the ability to glow when electrified. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always use the phrase full outer electron shell when explaining inertness. Examiners are specifically looking for this phrase, saying stable electronic configuration alone may not earn the mark. Be explicit. Full outer electron shell. Tip number two, when describing a trend, always state the direction and give a specific example with data if it's provided. Don't just say boiling point increases down the group. Say boiling point increases down the group. For example, helium has a boiling point of minus 269 degrees Celsius, while xenon has a boiling point of minus 108 degrees Celsius. Using the data shows the examiner you can apply information, not just recall it. Tip number three, when explaining a trend, use the word because to link cause and effect. Boiling point increases down the group because atoms get larger, leading to stronger intermolecular forces, which require more energy to overcome. That structure, observation, because explanation, is your friend. Tip number four, don't confuse group zero with group one. Group one, alkali metals are highly reactive because they have one electron in their outer shell and desperately want to lose it. Group zero, noble gases are the opposite, completely full and completely unreactive. Tip number five, for compare questions, you must address both similarities and differences. If asked to compare helium and argon, don't just list facts about each. Explicitly state, both are chemically inert because they have full outer electron shells, but argon has a higher boiling point than helium because argon atoms are larger with stronger intermolecular forces. A common wrong answer I see all the time. Students say noble gases are unreactive because they have no electrons to share. That's wrong. They have plenty of electrons. The correct reason is that their outer shell is already full, so there's no tendency to gain, lose, or share electrons. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Cover your notes and test yourself. Question one. Name the six noble gases in order from top to bottom of group zero. Helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon. Question two, why are noble gases chemically inert? Because they have a full outer electron shell, so they have no tendency to gain, lose, or share electrons. Question three, what happens to boiling point as you go down group zero? It increases because atoms get larger with more electron shells, leading to stronger intermolecular forces. Question four, why is helium used in airships rather than hydrogen? Helium has low density, so it provides lift, and it is non-flammable, making it much safer than hydrogen. Question five, what property of neon makes it useful in advertising signs? When electricity passes through neon, it glows with a bright characteristic color. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you stumbled, go back and reread the core concept section. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must remember. One, noble gases are in group zero on the far right of the periodic table. Remember, helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon. Two, they are chemically inert because they have a full outer electron shell. Always use this exact phrase. Three, going down the group, boiling point, density, and atomic radius all increase because atoms get larger with more electron shells, strengthening intermolecular forces. Four uses are always linked to properties: helium for low density and non-flammability, argon for inertness in bulbs and welding, neon for its characteristic glow. Five, in the exam, always link cause to effect using because. Describe the trend, then explain it. You've got this. Noble gases might not react with much, but they'll definitely react well with your exam mark scheme. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.